Cheers.
Bonjour. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. And, well, we're out on the road today.
We are. We are in Grand Rapids at Eastern Kill Distillery with Brandon Voorhees.
Hi there. We're going to get a tour of this place first, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, we'll show you around the back, show you our distillery, where we age our barrels, and then come back up to the tasting room and fix you up a cocktail.
Sounds great.
Eastern Kill. Didn't you guys used to be called something else?
Yeah, we were known as Gray Skies Distillery. We changed our name to Eastern Kill. Kill is spelled K-I-L-L-E. It's Middle Dutch for waterway or riverbed. Water is super important to everything that we do here, and we're fortunate enough to grab water from Lake Michigan, one of the freshest water sources in the world. We just felt like changing our name, rebranding, still owning the fact that water plays a major part in everything that we do was the right move for us.
All right, but why did you change it?
Unfortunately, there was another spirits maker out there in the world that felt like our name was too similar to theirs. I guess that's the short of it.
Fair enough.
By the way, that company was Sky Vodka. Voorhees showed us the Canadian-made still while staff were hand-labeling the new Eastern Kill bottles of bourbon when something caught Tammy's eye.
That is a lot of whiskey barrels. I'm really excited to hear about this.
We take pride in the fact that we make all of our whiskey from scratch. We don't source any. All of it is made right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and aged on site. We're almost 4 years old as a company, so we have barrels that are getting that old. Some barrels will be turning four in January. And, you know, we have a collection from 3 months on to 4 years.
All right. Well, after all this looking around, I'm ready to taste something. Got anything for me?
Yeah, let's head back to the tasting room.
So, Brandon, what are you making for us today?
Today we're going to make for you what we call the bitter end. It's almost a riff on in between a revolver and a boulevardier. Our bitter end features our Michigan straight bourbon, which we make in-house here in Grand Rapids. We do 2 ounces of the Michigan straight bourbon. And then we have what we call a bitter pure liqueur. It's kind of our version of a Campari or an Aperol, so feel free to use either one of those at home. 0.25 ounces. And then 0.25 ounces of our coffee liqueur. And then 1/2 ounce of sweet vermouth. And in our case, we have a liqueur that we have flavored to be very similar to a vermouth.
It is definitely a real challenge for distilleries that they can only use things that they make in-house. So you guys are being super creative, and I think it really comes through.
Do you have a taste already?
I did. Sorry.
You beat me to it.
While you weren't looking.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try it now. Tell me what you thought of it.
I like it. I get the coffee, the revolver aspect that you said. So that's a classic cocktail that's got sweet vermouth and whiskey and coffee liqueur. And so that flavor really comes through to me. But then it's got this nice bitterness that isn't as bracing as a Campari would be, but has that really nice depth to the cocktail.
Oh, that's really nice. I like that a lot. You can see how those elements you made here taste like the kind of products you were talking about that are already out in the market. It's really, really good. Yet, at the same time, it gives it this distinctive taste that I really like.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, the goal is to have a product that is similar so we can do similar style cocktails, but we also want to feature our own touch on it.
The thing I liked the most, though, was the bourbon was right up front. It was really tasty, and was that what you caught as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was very nice.
The bourbon's going to be up front here because if you notice at home, if you are a cocktail connoisseur, you'll notice that our ratios are not the same as a Boulevardier generally. We go very spirit forward here to showcase what we're making and what you can buy, our Michigan straight bourbon. If you're at home and you want to make it more of your Boulevardier style, you can definitely tinker with the liqueur ratios and not have it as bourbon forward if that's not what you like.
Right, taking these classic cocktails and adapting them to spirits that we can get locally is a really fun thing to do. So we'll put up on the website recipes for the bitter end that they make here, but also a Boulevardier and a revolver so people can see how those drinks are connected to one another and play around at home. Thanks so much for the tour and the drink.
Hey, thank you so much for coming out. Have a great rest of your time in Grand Rapids.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.